Okay, let's get started. Thank you everyone for joining us for this afternoon session, which is going to be on the theme of Python and OGC web standards. So our first talk is going to be on the Python CSW project, the state of this project. The talk is going to be given by Angelos Chotos and Tom Kralidis, who are both involved, deeply involved in OSGO in the board, but also as part of those projects. So I'll let you go ahead, Angelos.
Thank you very much. So, all right. Hello, everyone. Me and Tom are here to give you a status report of PyCSW for 2019. PyCSW has been an OSGO project for quite some time. So this is the outline of our presentation. We're going to make a short introduction. We'll talk about the features, what's new in the latest version, then architecture, how to install it, and what other projects used by CSW. And finally, we'll talk about the roadmap and how to get involved. So let's start with the introduction. So PyCSW is a Python CSW implementation. It's open sourced under the MIT license. It runs on all major platforms, and we have been an OSGO project since March 2015. We implement the OpenJS catalog service specification, and we also implement OpenSearch and other specifications that are out there for catalogs. We are trying to make it easy to install a catalog, basically, and be able to share your metadata and be able to publish and discover your geospatial data across the web. So the project has been certified by OGC for a long time. Actually, when the project started, Tom wanted to make it pass all the site tests from day one. So this was the target from the very beginning of the project. So we managed to get OGC compliant very fast. And after that, we managed to be a reference implementation for OGC for both CSW2. And recently, we were the first reference implementation for CSW3. And this is the project history. Tom started the project at 2010. Then I joined him in 2011 when he publicly announced it on the mailing list. And since then, we reached version 1 very fast. We were included in OSGO Live. Then we were certified by OGC. And then we became a bit successful by going to data.gov and other large open data portals around the world. So our latest release is 2.4. We released it this May, and Tom will talk about the latest features and what has changed. And as I said, we want to be lightweight. We want to be able to set up easily a standalone catalog or many catalogs and be able to share data. PyCSW doesn't have a UI. It's only an implementation of OGC specification, and that's why other projects are using it as a backend. And actually, there have been some OSGO projects that use it as a backend. So then let's talk about the features. As I said, we implement fully OGC CSW 2 and 3. We are supporting harvesting for WMS, WFS, WCS, WPS, and others. We implement the ISO metadata application profile, the FGDC application profile for CSW, and Inspire discovery services and transactional capabilities and many others. So now we have already moved to Python 3. So we are fully Python 3 compatible, and Python 2 still works, but as of the end of this year, as you already know, Python 2 is going to be end of life, so we won't be testing it anymore after this year. So it's time for Python 3. So more features. It's very easy to configure. It's very extensible, and this is why many others have been integrating PyCSW. For example, GeoNode, Hypermap, Open Data Catalog. These are all projects upstream. We have integrated PyCSW with CCAN, which is an open data portal, very successful around the world. We also include command line ways of doing things, and we have many other features, as you can see. And these are the standards that we currently support. I won't go through all of them. These are the standard and the supported CSW operations. And now, Tom.
Thanks, Angelos. So we'll walk through, after that introduction, we'll walk through some of what's new in 2.4. So as Angelos mentioned, PyCSW has the capability to harvest from different resources, such as OGC web services or static files on disk. We recently added WMS 1.3 harvesting support, as well as WPS processes. So now you can harvest a whole bunch of web processing services and search a catalog for a process that does what you need it to do, whether it's a buffer or some other sort of geospatial process. You can discover it now through the harvesting. We've also done a bunch of plugin enhancements. So as part of the project, we have a plugin mechanism, which allows you basically to support different backends of PyCSW. So PyCSW currently supports Postgres as the backend, or MySQL, or SQLite, for that matter. We've done some changes underneath the hood, because each one of those backends has a different sort of query mechanism. So the way a CSW query works is that a user sends over a bunch of query parameters, and they, up until the 2.4 release, basically got translated into SQL, and it got sent over to whatever the SQL backend was that I mentioned. So we've done some abstraction of all that so that we can create something in the middle. The reason we did that is that so we can support more than just SQL backends. A lot of people are asking for Elasticsearch support powering PyCSW, or GraphQL, or Solr, or any of the sort of big data search engine type technologies. So that was the reason for that that enhancement, and it'll allow you to basically leverage and scale with something like Elasticsearch really easily, as well as put a robust standards-based interface on top of it via PyCSW. We've also implemented Docker support. Docker images on Docker Hub. There's full documentation there, so it makes it really easy to install. We have new branding. So we thank Amanda for that. So brand new logos that are on the website, the documentation. If you go to the OSGO booth, there's stickers there. I brought a bunch from overseas. I don't want to bring them back home. So feel free to go fill your laptop with those. Some more improvements. So we've updated some of the testing framework to something called PyTest. So if you're into Python, you probably know what that is. Translations. We've done some fixes to harvesting and basically paging. So by paging, we mean scrolling through query result sets, which may or may not be massive. In terms of meetings, we had a PyCSW dev meeting in July of 2018. We attended the OGC API Hackathon in London a couple of months ago. Most of these meetings are revolving around the future of the project in relation to the activity that's going on within OGC. We'll talk a little bit more about that. So quickly on architecture, the way it works is that it's a typical client-server architecture. We support all the standards underneath, and we provide these various interfaces through CSW and OpenSearch and SRU, for example. We also support a standard called Open Archive Initiative protocol for metadata harvesting. And things like CSW are available in, so you can open QGIS and query any CSW you want through the search interface there. There's also something called GeoNode, which is a sort of content management application, and OWSLib, and the list goes on and on. That's basically how it all works. So again, we have users, and then we have CGI or WSGI, which is the preferred installation method for performance reasons. We have the core PyCSW tooling, and obviously it sits on the shoulders of a lot of really important Python tooling underneath. I'll move it over to Angelos.
All right. So how can we install? Tom already mentioned Docker, and it's already available in PyPy. So if you are, if you go there, you will find PyCSW and the latest version. But we have also tried to do a bit of packaging, and that in order to be able to be included in Linux distributions. So we managed to get into Debian well with one little thing, with one little problem. Because the OGC schemas for CSW are not free. So we were placed in a non-free department because of the Debian rules. Then we got, after getting into Debian, we were able to go into Ubuntu easily. And we also support other distributions like OpenSUSE. And I'm not aware if somebody is working for Red Hat or Fedora. Yeah, I'm not sure. All right, you will find us on GitHub. And this is how easy it is to just spin up a PyCSW in under 4 minutes. And yes, it is 4 minutes. We've timed it, yeah. So basically, all you have to do is create a virtual environment, get the code, install the code with pip, and then configure make a configuration file, and then create a database, and then load some records in there in the last line, and you're up and running. It's that simple. We have been included to OSGeo Live since version 5.5. And we have there available an overview and a quick start tutorial, so you can get the USB flash drive from OSGeo Live and just work with PyCSW in a couple of minutes. So, who is using now PyCSW? We already talked about GeoNode. GeoNode is an open source geospatial content management system. GeoNode is kindly providing us with a UI, so we didn't need to make a UI. GeoNode made it for us. And it's a very sophisticated UI. You can do many more than just a catalog in GeoNode. And now PyCSW is embedded and enabled as default in GeoNode. As I said before, we integrated with CCAN, and CCAN is calling PyCSW through the spatial extension. And we also had a tight integration implemented within an EU research project. Open Data Catalog, that's a code for America application that happened some years ago. It's again for open data publishing in the US, and PyCSW was the base of that. Hypermap is a Harvard application, which is actually a registry of catalogs and WMS servers. So if you search for Hypermap on the web, you will find a registry of thousands of services. And then, as I said previously, we support data.gov with actually more than 2 million now. It's 2.5 million records there. It's probably the largest SDI out there. And we have some more recent deployments, and we have a live map on our website where you can find all the deployments that we know. And if you know one, just let us know. All right, back to Tom.
So in terms of where the project is going, so we've been around since 2010, 2011. For those of you that were in the OGC Talks session this morning, there is a movement going on in OGC around doing a clean break around all of their standards and moving to this open API, JSON, Swagger, REST approach. And within that, catalog is part of the activity, which is basically catalog four or OGC API records. The exact name is to be determined. So the PI CSW, so Angelos and myself are part of the CAT4 standards working group to help define that standard. And we've been participating in the OGC API hackathons, as well as discussing what this will look like in the project moving forward, because the new OGC standards are a real change from what's going on, what's been traditionally implemented. There's a view of the new standards that are coming from OGC, and OGC API records is what CSW will turn into. So in terms of future releases, now we're at PI CSW 2.4. We're going to cut PI CSW 3, hopefully by the end of the year, and that will act as our long-term release. So that will support CSW 2 and the CSW 3 interfaces. Once we have that, we will also do a clean break and begin to embark on PI CSW 4. We do have an architecture in mind, an initial one, and it's going to implement only PI CSW, only CS Catalog 4, all these names. And we're also exploring the relationship to the PyGeo API project, which me and others are going to talk about later on this afternoon. So that's basically the outlook. So if you have dependencies on serving CSW 2 or 3, PI CSW 3 will be the long-term release for that. In terms of community, there's a number of different methods. We have an IRC channel for those of you who are interested. We have a Gitter channel for those that like to use more modern means of communication. I think there's a bridge between all of those.
Slack is also a bridge.
Slack does one too? Oh, okay. The source code.
In the OSGO Slack.
Okay. So the source code, we run the whole project on GitHub, basically. And if you check the OSGO service provider list, you can find various organizations that will help you with PI CSW support. There was a workshop done in the past, and the workshop source code is available there. It is a little bit dated, but it's still going to get you where you need to go in terms of deploying a PI CSW instance. I think that's it. So,
thank you.
Thank you, Tom and Angelos. So we have time for questions. I guess we'll start with Mike.
CSW is a four is a clean break, but will it also still support the previous versions, or is the architecture going to be cut off such that you have to deploy both if you want to support both protocols, the past and the future protocols?
The second one, yeah. So it's going to be a clean break.
Okay.
Just basically because the code base is going to shrink dramatically with PI CSW 4.
We might write a connection at some point. We don't know yet.
Okay, thanks.
Other questions? All good? Thank you very much.